Imagine discovering a hidden control panel within your mind that could transform your entire life. This is precisely what Dr. Maxwell Maltz uncovered through his work as a plastic surgeon in the 1960s. He noticed something fascinating. When he changed a patient's face, sometimes their entire personality transformed, but sometimes it didn't. This observation led to a profound insight. Our mental self-image, not our physical appearance, is the true key to transformation. This self-image, your mental blueprint of the sort of person I am, functions like an operating system controlling every aspect of your life. It's built from your beliefs about yourself, mostly formed unconsciously from past experiences, successes, failures, and how others have reacted to you. Once an idea becomes embedded in this self-image, you act as if it were true, regardless of your conscious intentions. We all possess a remarkable built-in guidance system, a goal-striving device put there to help us achieve our fullest potential. This success mechanism is far more sophisticated than any animal's instinct, helping you not just avoid danger, but solve problems, create art, build businesses, and achieve success in any endeavor that makes for a richer life. Think of it as both a guidance system that automatically steers you toward goals and as a problem-solving machine that generates new ideas and solutions. It operates like a self-guiding missile that automatically corrects its course when veering off target. The critical difference between us and machines is that we have an operator, a forebrain, an eye, the ability to pose problems, set goals, and determine which goals are worthwhile. Your imagination shapes your self-image and drives actions more powerfully than willpower. We act according to what we imagine to be true about ourselves and our environment. Your nervous system responds identically to imagined and real experiences, explaining why hypnosis can effectively change behavior through thought modification. Research confirms this. Basketball players improve almost equally through mental practice, 23%, versus physical practice, 24%. Elite athletes, particularly golfers, regularly visualize their shots before execution. While some dismiss using reason to change negative beliefs, this approach works because conscious thinking influences unconscious processes. Your automatic mechanism operates on the data from your conscious thoughts. Learning occurs through trial and error, attempting, correcting, and succeeding. Use negative experiences as feedback, but focus on remembering successes rather than failures. Consider how a shy person under hypnosis becomes confident when their beliefs change. Writer Dorothea Brande demonstrated this by acting as if it were impossible to fail, unlocking hidden potential through shifted mindset. Many of us are unconsciously constrained by self-imposed limitations and false beliefs that shape our behavior and outcomes. Consider the businessman who feared public speaking due to his appearance until he learned to focus on his message instead. Or the salesman who consistently earned exactly $5,000 yearly, unconsciously working to match his self-imposed ceiling. Hypnosis demonstrations prove that mental blocks, not physical limitations, often determine our capabilities. Athletes can gain or lose strength through suggestion alone, illustrating how beliefs shape abilities. Most feelings of inferiority stem from unhealthy comparisons rather than actual inadequacy. You're neither inferior nor superior. You're simply yourself, unique and incomparable. To break negative patterns, examine your core beliefs. When you think, "I can't," question whether this limitation is real or assumed, as both your actions and emotions flow from these fundamental beliefs. Modern life treats stress and anxiety as inevitable, largely because we over-rely on conscious forebrain thinking while neglecting our automatic creative mechanism. Though the forebrain can identify goals, it cannot execute solutions effectively. Physical relaxation is essential for changing beliefs. Just as our existing beliefs formed without strain, new ones must develop similarly. willpower often counteracts our goals. As Emile Coué noted, imagination always trumps will when they conflict. William James advised against fixating on outcomes. While planning requires prudence, execution should flow naturally. Once you've made a decision, trust your inner machinery rather than obsessing over results. Creative breakthroughs emerge when the mind relaxes its grip. Your success mechanism operates best in this state, whether generating ideas or performing skills across any domain. Happiness is both philosophical and medical. Dr. John A. Schindler defines it as a state of mind in which our thinking is pleasant a good share of the time. Research proves its practical value. Studies show enhanced sensory perception and performance when we're happy. Many postpone happiness until they deserve it or fear it's selfish. Yet, as Spinoza noted, happiness is not the reward of virtue, but virtue itself. Paradoxically, focusing on others creates happiness. A common mistake is living on the deferred payment plan, waiting for future events rather than enjoying the present. As Pascal observed, we are never living, but only hoping to live. Happiness requires practice in the present moment. Abraham Lincoln noted, "Most people are about as happy as they make up their minds to be." It's an internal state created by our thoughts and attitudes, not circumstances. As goal-oriented beings, we function best with positive mindsets. The successful personality comprises seven key traits, spelled by S-U-C-C-E: sense of direction, understanding, courage, charity, esteem, self-confidence, and self-acceptance. Sense of direction. Like a bicycle that stays balanced while moving forward, we function best with clear goals. Without direction, we feel lost. Set meaningful objectives and maintain forward momentum. Understanding. People react based on their mental images, not objective reality. Most human relations problems stem from expecting others to see situations as we do. Courage. Success requires the boldness to act on your ideas and take calculated risks. As Admiral Halsey noted, the best defense is a strong offense. Charity. Success involves genuine interest in others and respect for human dignity. Our self-perception improves when we treat others well. Esteem, self-confidence, and self-acceptance. Overcome self-doubt by rejecting defeatist thinking. Build confidence through small wins and embrace your uniqueness. True success flows from being authentically yourself rather than trying to be somebody. What if you visualized your best possible self and rehearsed being that person daily? Your creative mechanism would work to make that image reality. Napoleon practiced soldiering mentally before battle, Conrad Hilton imagined running hotels as a boy, and Henry Kaiser visualized business achievements before they happened. Start by identifying one limiting belief holding you back. Question if it's truly valid or just an assumption. Create a new, empowering belief to replace it, and spend 5 minutes daily acting as if this new belief were true. When facing challenges, practice relaxation instead of tension. Define the problem clearly, gather information, then temporarily step away. Let your success mechanism work while you focus elsewhere. Solutions often emerge when you return with fresh eyes. Choose happiness now rather than waiting for different circumstances. Start each day by selecting positive thoughts and appreciating your current situation. This creates an optimal mental state for problem solving without denying challenges.